Returning now to the ongoing election saga in Arizona, a memo was published detailing the findings of nearly a dozen attorneys who visited voting sites in Maricopa County on Election Day. It describes widespread problems with tabulation equipment, long lines, and voters leaving in frustration. NTD's Daniel Monahan has more.
We were there.
Several election workers and Arizona residents testified before the Maricopa Board of Supervisors on the issues mentioned in the memo.
We had 1,218 ballots. We had only 1,018 voters that checked in. The discrepancy in the number of physical ballots that I had, they came from somewhere. We had physically had them. They were not voters that walked in and checked in. We had 200 more ballots than voters.
The memo was written by attorney Mark Sonnenklar. He summarized the findings of 11 attorneys working with the Republican National Committee's Election Integrity Program in Maricopa County. It concludes that 72 of the 115 vote centers the attorneys visited experienced material problems. Sonnenklar says the printer and tabulator failures and the resulting long lines at a majority of vote centers led to significant voter suppression. That impacted Republican votes more than Democrat ones because Republican voters significantly outnumbered Democrat voters in the county on Election Day. This Arizona resident addressed Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates and Recorder Stephen Richer.
You both have lost all credibility in any shred of integrity to conduct free, fair and transparent elections here in Maricopa County. When you both opened in 2021 a political action committee to specifically defeat MAGA candidates.
She told them that it is not just a conflict of interest, but rather a specific agenda and pre-bias going into the elections.